In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony Correnti. We want to share with you about faith today. I'm reading from the 12th chapter of Genesis, which begins salvation history. "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you." The land was 320 miles down the road a piece. Yes. "I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Listen to this now. Verse 4. "So Abram went as the Lord had told him." He didn't say, "Where is it? How do I get there?" He just went. Went. The faith of Abram. The faith of Abram. We're talking today about faith. And I want to tell you again, it's not time to quit. It's time to go forward. It's time to give our lives to Jesus.
Amen. That's what God's looking for you today. He's looking for faith. You know, God is so good. Blind faith allows you to see. Being lost in the Lord allows you to be directed. To surrender to the Lord allows you to walk in freedom. You know, God had a perfect plan for Abram's life. God has a perfect plan for your life. God knew that Abram would become Abraham and father the nations. God knew that you were going to go from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. God knows that he's going to restore your mind, your body, your soul. God knows every step you're going to make. And he's just looking for you to align into faith with him. Will you do that today for God? You know, Abram might not have known he was going to become Abraham. He might not have known he's going to father nations. You may not know your next steps. You know, you do not know what the next minute will hold. Every breath we have in this life is an unmerited gift. But God wants you to know with him all things are possible. Today, through him, all things are possible. Let today be the day. Let this moment be the moment that you allow God to take you into a deeper faith with him, that you surrender into a deeper season with the Lord, that you allow him to work through you, live through you, love through you, that you go from having the faith in God to having the faith of God.
Only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe. I believe in the faith of God, in the faith of Jesus. I've been asking Jesus to give me his faith, not my faith, but his faith. Oh, it's all about faith doing love. Faith doing love. That's what it's about. It's not about just faith. It's faith that produces love. Faith without love is mean. It's mean. You say this, you're going to hell. Who wants to be told they're going to hell? I'll never forget there was a funeral and the priest said, "You know, we know he's in hell." What an awful thing to say. If it was the funeral of a friend of mine, I would have come back with that casket and wheel out the door. No one has the right to say you're going to hell. because Jesus Christ saved you from hell by the power of the cross. Jesus, Lord, saved you from hell by the power of the cross. Just put your trust in him. Put your faith in him. Let him know that you want to follow him every day, every moment, every second. You want to be his, and he wants to be yours.
All he wants is you. Holiness is ownership. All Jesus wants is everything. He wants ownership of every part of your life. Every joy, every anxiety, every pain, every struggle. Because he wants to perfect you in love. He wants you to enter fully into the kingdom of light. He wants you to be saturated in the face of Jesus. You know, you might say, the Lord had such a big plan for Abram. He does not have that for me. He does. The Lord has a perfect plan for your life. And it starts with baby steps. The Lord is just looking for you to be faithful with what he trusts you with. You know, I can talk about my personal experience. I came to the Lord a year and a half ago with Father Tom in a very drastic way. You know, first he trusted me with prayer. Then when the churches were shut down, he trusted me and asked me to go out and hold a sign for Jesus. And then I got a speaker and he asked me to go on the street. Then he asked me to pray for people. And you know, within a year now he's trusting me to be on the radio. It's beyond measure. But the whole thing is trust. Like, I'm so unworthy to do all this. We are all unworthy. We are not worthy of God's love. It's a free, unmerited gift. But today the Lord's asking you to trust in him, to go take a step out in faith. You know, the people in your life, they're in your life because the Lord is trusting you with them. When you're a Christian, you are the light of the world. You are called to infuse the people in your life with light. You know, no one in your life, there is no such thing as coincidence when you're in Christ. God has aligned every step you make. You know, people's guardian angels will bring them to you because they know you are of God, and God is trusting you to give them the gospel, to give them revelation, to give them the freedom that only God can give. So today, God is asking, will you be faithful with what I trust you with? Can you see God in everything? When someone walks past you, when someone comes and asks you a question, can you see God in them? Can you see God's hand at work? Do you know God's hand's at work? Do you know that God is calling you to, yes, help them with what they want, but to exude the love of God? Give them a witness, a testimony. You know, you step out in faith where you end, God begins. So you start to speak to them about the love of God, the love of Jesus, and God will anoint everything you say today. You know, nothing we can say can speak to someone's heart. It's only what they hear through us, through the grace of God. So Jesus, I just pray that you let everyone who's listening see how much they are loved by God. And you just infuse them with the faith. And the faith comes with the truth. The truth will set you free. And we just ask, Lord, you take them into the eternal realm. And know that today you have a perfect plan for them. You want them to win souls, to give the love, charity, the fruit of the Holy Spirit back to God. Because that's all we can truly give to him.
Where you end, God begins. You say, I can't go any further. You are a candidate for the Savior of the world.
Amen.
You are a candidate for the Lord Jesus Christ. You are facing something that's so big that you can't deal with it. Let Jesus deal with it. Give it to him. Surround him with faith and love. God has a way out for you. I'm speaking specifically to people. God has a way out for you, but you've got to take the step like Abram. He said, I went. Imagine, he had no idea where he was going. That experience with God must have been so powerful. So powerful that he said, and he, Abram, went. I tell you, we need to know that in our experience, it's not bigger than God. I remember saying to somebody a long time ago, this experience cannot be dealt with by God. I was a liar. God dealt with it. I was a liar. My faith was not that strong. My faith leading to love. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember Emily, my friend Emily. She's with the Lord now. And she taught me the double Our Father. I said, what's the double Our Father? It's really a meditation on the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. And forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us. As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. Amen. But deliver us from evil. Amen. She learned that prayer when she lost her bus ticket to go to the airport. And it was in the cemetery that she lost it. So the woman said to Emily, do you know the double Our Father? Emily said, I never heard of that. So they prayed the double Our Father. And guess what? Off the curb was a little nest. And guess what was in the nest? Her ticket. Her ticket. Oh, yes. This is all about God. This is all about faith. This is all about what God wants to do. Your plans are too small. Amen. My plans are too small. It's what God wants to do through Christ Jesus our Lord. Will you allow him to do it? Will you trust in him? The whole experience of trusting in the Lord. Will you trust in him? Say, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm afraid. Be not afraid. He's perfect love. He's perfect charity. Be not afraid. He's calling you to step up rather than to give up. To step up rather than to give up.
Amen. And faith is your ticket. You know, faith is a ticket to a life of joy, peace. You know, Jesus could give us a peace the world cannot give. You know, when you have faith in God, you know everything works to the good. Nothing happens out of the will of God. That for those who believe, everything that has happened in your life, God is using to bring you to a place of deeper surrender and a place of deeper obedience to him. That with obedience comes joy and glory. You know, when we try to, anxiety comes from trying to solve our problems on our own accord. We're very limited people. The human mind is very limited, but the mind of God is infinite. The good news is today Jesus is telling you, whatever problems you have that you perceive as a problem, first of all, God doesn't see it that way. He sees an opportunity. Second of all, you don't have to, on your own merit, take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is say, Jesus, thy will be done. When you tell Jesus, thy will be done, it's telling him to take care of it for you. You know, Jesus wants your surrender. He wants us to have virtue and he wants you to work hard, but what he really desires is you listening to his voice, you know? When the shepherd calls, can you recognize his voice? Right now, there's so many distracting voices in the world. You know, there's so much to be upset about, to struggle with, but Jesus wants you to shut off the TV and pick up your Bible. Put down the fear and look to faith. Put down the hate and pick up the love. You know, it's so simple. When Jesus preached, everyone had the equivalent of a third grade education. God works in simplicity. God is simplicity, you know? And it's so simple. God's just saying, trust in me today. God's just saying, I love you today. God's just telling you, if you're listening right now, you're being chosen today. You know, God has a ticket for you, not only into heaven through his son, Jesus Christ, but onto this earth being a conduit of heaven. You know, on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus needs people. He uses people. He uses vessels. And he wants you to be his vessel. And he wants you to be filled with the glory. But it only happens through faith, you know. We just pray right now. I pray every day that I can get out of God's way so that God can work in my life. God's asking you. He loves you, but he wants less of you so more of him can move in. Mm-hmm. Will you give that to him today?
He must increase, and I must decrease. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, bah, and follow me. My sheep hear my voice, bah, and follow me. Are you following him today? I can see someone just holding on, and it's not much to hold on to. It's like you've reached the end. And we've told you, when you reach the end, God reaches in at that moment. Tell us the story about the woman that had the disease. Tell us the story about what's happening.
Amen. So, God, you know, you just be faithful with what God gives you. God presented a lady who has ALS, Kathy, in my life. And, you know, she recently just passed away and went to the Lord. But the Lord uses everything. You know, the Lord saw this disease as a sanctification, you know. Kathy, she was only 66, but her whole life she suffered with mental illness, alcoholism, and she always had depression. But the moment 2.5 years ago when she was diagnosed with ALS, she said all the depression left her. A joyful life overcame her. You know, she prayed for her daughters and her grandchildren that they would all come into a deeper relationship with the Lord. Through me going to pray with Kathy, all of her children, all of her granddaughters received prayer. They received the Lord into her heart. We had fundraisers for Cassie in which more people were prayed over. The Lord sanctified Cassie to a point where she was totally purified and had people praying for her daily. When we walked into her room, there was angels present. There was an angelic host. Now on the day before she died, God prompted me to wake up early and go to a different mass. I didn't know why, but I was faithful with what he wanted, and I went to the mass. There they gave me flowers from the altar. They were giving them away. I brought them over to Kathy. I went over the day before she died. I got to pray for her one last time. You know, I got to pray for her family. God got to work through me to be a comfort. And then the next day, I got to put a scapular on her. And the next day, we had the priest coming over. I asked the priest if he would come over. And he was on his way. But, you know, two people were praying a Divine Mercy chaplet for her. And in the middle of the chaplet, one of the ladies went into a vision. And she saw Kathy in a young body with short hair. And she told, and she said, stop, Kathy just went to heaven. She made it into heaven. She's radiant. She's smiling. She has short hair. And, you know, come to find out, she, God had a perfect plan. She did pass away before the priest could make it, but they found out she passed away at that exact moment they were praying for her. She passed away with her family and in joy. You know, right now, we just all send up a prayer for Kathy, but the thing is we're going to her wake today, but God had a perfect plan. God used redemptive suffering to sanctify Kathy, to sanctify her family. Well, we saw a problem, God saw opportunity. Because to live 85 years instead of 65 years, but to die without the love of God is meaningless. God will use everything. Everything that has happened to you over this past year, over your life. The deepest pains, the deepest trauma. God may not have caused it, but he will use it. He will use it to bring you in a place of sanctification. Where we see problem, God sees opportunity. God wants you to overcome your giant. So you can sanctify those who are around you. God wants all your soul wounds for you to fill them with his love and glory. The deeper the wound, the deeper the room for God's glory within you. And then that will be imparted onto others. I just pray that the Holy Spirit comes upon you right now, that the fire of God convicts you, that it burns out everything not of the Lord. And that today you just know you are being chosen. You're being chosen for something so amazing. It's indescribable for words. That what God, that what we see as problem, God might see as an answer. And we just ask that you open your spiritual eyes to know that, God's ways are not our ways, and he loves you with an undying love.
God's ways are not our ways, but as far as the heavens are above the earth, so far are God's ways. Oh, yes, God has a way for you. Jesus, he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And he is in love with you. Yes. Who died on the cross? Love. Love died on the cross. What did he bear? When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all men unto myself. He drew you when you didn't even have a thought about him. Do you know that? He loved you when you were in the midst of sin. Oh, yes. And he called you to confess your sin, to go to confession, and to repent. But you're loved. You're loved. You need to say to the Lord, let me feel your love. Let me know your love. Let me know you. In 1 Samuel 3, the little boy Samuel did not know the Lord. He did not know the Lord. That's what the scripture said. He lived in the presence of God, but he didn't know him. But that night he had a dream, and the dream was all about knowing the Lord. Knowing the Lord. He was raised up as a prophet. As a prophet. Maybe you don't know the Lord. Tell him, I want to know you. Not know about you. Gosh, know about you is not good enough. I want to know you. Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. This is intimacy with the Lord. This is intimacy with the Lord. Do you know that today? Are you aware that you are his and he is yours? Are you aware that you're not supposed to quit, but you're supposed to go forward? Oh, yes. with all the things that are happening on the earth, people are saying, it's not worth it. I'm going to quit. No, this is the opportunity for God to step in. This is the opportunity for Jesus to step in. Don't quit. Go forward.
Where sin abounds, grace abounds more. It is the opportunity right now. People are lost. They're looking for the answers. Today, God wants you to step out in faith, in the faith of God. Let him anoint your words. Give him those answers. Every moment of your life is ordained. Everything, nothing that's happened to you is out of the will of God. Let the love of God overcome you today. Let the goodness of God overcome you today. And just take a step out in faith. God wants you to go from Abram to become Abraham.
It's all about faith. Faith in God. Faith producing love. Oh, yes. Faith producing love. Because God is love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.